What's up, guys? Welcome back to Creator Podcast. My name is Sebastian.
And my name is Natia Beno.
This is episode
18.
And you guys, I know if you've been listening to our other episodes, you can tell that there's a difference in how we sound.
Yes.
Nat, do you want to tell them why?
We are in a vacuum. somewhere in space. Yes.
So we took a bit longer to prepare for this episode.
Yes.
And as life would have it, the place where we record became very noisy.
So
we had to record this episode from the car. And you guys can let us know if you like this sound. But we're going to try and do whatever we can in the editing suite to make sure that you can hear everything that we're saying.
Yes.
Anyway, just going forward, first of all, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's listening.
Yeah.
And to Nati for always showing up. Today, we are recording this episode on a Sunday. And trust me, if you're a content creator, you have this element of, you have to figure out ways to make things work. Some of the things that we do as creators are things that people go to school for 4 years as a full course. If you're talking about copywriting and research or project management, these are full units and full courses
that
guys are, you know, studying for. So as a content creator, you have to learn all these things. You need to learn about marketing.
Yeah.
You need to learn about business development.
Yes.
You need to learn about content production, that is video shooting, editing. You need to make sure that once you have this content, then you're looking for partners who can give you money through brand partnerships.
Yes.
And at this point, I just feel like it was necessary to talk about the essential skills that creators must have.
Yes.
And we have a list that we're going to go through.
Yeah,
but before we get into that,
yeah,
what is your frame of mind right now?
My frame of mind is most of those things that Sebastian was mentioning are kind of related to business side and technical side.
Yeah.
So it's more like just an expected thing for a creator to be versatile.
Yeah.
I mean, versatility comes with a lot of things. It means you've got to be hands-on with a lot of skills or things that you need to stick by.
Yeah.
Every single day, every single hour when you're creating your content.
Yeah. And in your frame of mind, like even with this content that you're putting out there, where are you right now? Are you still game? Ama umeanza kuchoka?
Mimi, I'm still game. I feel good. I mean, it's been a hectic challenge.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was putting myself into. The first time I was like, yeah, let's do it.
To be honest, this 30 days thing was a random idea.
It was very random.
During an episode.
Yeah.
And we just stuck with it.
And I feel like we are very daring at the same time.
Yeah.
But you see, for me, I'm somebody who loves adventures. And it's okay to try and push yourself to the last stretch, because it also helps you gauge how far you can go with something.
It helps you open up a level that you didn't even know you had.
Exactly.
Because I'm very sure there are guys who have, if someone is putting out an episode a week, that means they're putting out 4 episodes in a month. In a year, they're putting out how many episodes?
That's 4 by 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is
36.
36. Yes.
So we are putting out content that someone would put
that
out
in a full 48.
Year.
That is actually 48. Guys.
48.
Seba is just busy saying yes.
Nati, you're the practicing engineer in this in this space.
Yeah.
So if you say anything,
retired practicing engineer.
But then again, 30 episodes.
Yeah.
That is 18 episodes shy away from a content creator who puts out an episode a week.
Yes.
So this is a lot of effort that is going into this.
Yeah.
Anyway, not to bore you guys with our
nitty-gritties. Yeah.
We are here over here hyping ourselves and we're like, hey, see no now.
Which is true.
Yeah. It's true, but I don't think you clicked on this episode because of that.
Yeah.
So we're just going to give you like a rundown of what creators, like the skills, either business or technical, that creators have. Because some of you just see someone posting content and you assume that it's an easy thing.
Yeah.
But I can promise you that it's not. The first thing that as a content creator, do we get straight into it?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so the first thing is brand analysis.
Mm.
So brand analysis is basically deciding what are we about?
Yes.
Or as a creator, what am I about?
Yes.
You need to come up with, like, first of all, understand what your voice is.
Mm.
And even before we talk about the voice, first of all, a creator has to know this is what I want to talk about.
Mm.
So if I'm going to talk about family-related stuff, and if you can hear any background sound, it's a plane flying over over our studio.
Yes.
Anyway, going back to the episode, you need to know that I want to talk about a specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you know what thing you want to talk about,
yes,
then you have to go back to the drawing board of saying, okay, what voice do I want to use?
Yes.
Do I want to sound like a teacher? Do I want to sound like a student, someone who's learning?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to sound like an expert?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the positioning that you're putting yourself into before guys, before you announce that you're even creating this content.
Yes.
So for us, our platform is mostly educational and business.
Yeah.
So for content creators, we are like, okay, this is the information we know and we feel like you should know about it.
Yes.
And the voice that we are using is one of, we are figuring it out, but there are things we know and we don't mind sharing this knowledge with
That's
you.
True.
So as any content creator that has already made the decision to go ahead and create content and make money out of it, they have to sit down and say, okay, this is my brand voice.
Yes.
These are my strengths. These are my weaknesses.
Yes.
In this space, these are the competitors that I'm going against.
Mm.
And this is the strategy that I'm going to come up with to make sure that I stand out.
Yeah.
And all in all, you also have to learn how to calculate your ROIs. ROIs is a return on investment.
Mm.
If you're going to spend time doing something, there has to be some sort of financial compensation that comes with it.
Yeah.
And in most cases, creators make money.
Mm-hmm.
And the mistake they make is they never calculate how much profit. Because if you say I produce my one episode with $100.
Yes.
Which is an actual cost because you have to pay for fuel, you have to pay for production.
You have to pay for time.
Even yourself. Yeah, you have to know this, how much I would charge an hour for an hour.
Yes.
And this is how I'm going to get that money back.
Yes.
So if that episode brings you $200, your profit is not $200.
It is $100.
It's $100. So you have to be very clear about what your ROI is. And you have to be clear about how to plow that back into what you're doing.
Yes.
That is, if you want to build a sustainable business.
Yeah.
Because most people make money and then they are like, hey, share, hey, they forget about putting that money back into the business that brought in the money in the first place.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. That was very elaborate.
And super detailed.
Super detailed.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
What is the other thing that
the other thing was there's content ideation, which more or less touches on the ideas.
And that is technical, right?
It could be technical, but it's also business side.
Okay.
It's more like knowing what you can engage in, what is relevant to the particular skill set that you have.
Yeah.
Because you cannot be everywhere.
Mm,
being everywhere would mean one thing.
Failure.
Not necessarily failure, but you don't maximize your ability to be able to attain something.
Mm.
It's either you'll be everywhere and you won't have a neat end result.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's it's important to just know that the content ideation that you want to engage in is something that you're good at, or is something that if you practice, for sure you'll know it will maximize profits for you. Because at the end of the day, it's a business.
Yeah.
You're not doing you might be doing it for fun, but a majority of people are doing content creation as a business.
And for anyone who listens to this podcast, we are assuming that because you create content for creators who've made the decision that I'm going to do this thing as a career.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, with the jobs being unavailable right now, everyone is going into self-employment.
Yeah.
And with self-employment comes a lot of things. We are not going to break down anything when it comes to that. But for those who are in the content creation or creator space, then try and identify with something.
Yeah.
Yes.
And just to sort of echo what you're saying about content ideation.
Mm-hmm.
In the last episode, we talked about was it the last episode or the other episode?
It's the last one where we spoke about
the content and the concept.
Yes.
Making sure that I want to talk about cars, but this is the format that I'm going to follow.
Yes.
So when it comes to content ideation and coming up with these concepts and context or concepts, you have to make sure that just this is like a sidebar piece of advice.
Mm.
You have to make sure that the model you're choosing is a sustainable model.
Yes.
And that is something we learn and teach the creators we work with, but we also experience it. And just to give an example, if you have a platform where your content is dependent on having guests or interviews,
oh my God,
there's a very big chance of being that you're going to be disappointed at some point.
Thoroughly disappointed.
Because you have to work with other people's calendar and schedules.
Yeah.
And some people feel like they're helping you.
You see, that's the worst. Okay, I don't want to dwell on it. But yeah, just,
that is a just winning,
as Sebastian said.
Yeah, anyway, the point is make sure that the content style you're going for
is mostly dependent on you.
On you as the creator. Because disappointments are bound to happen.
Yeah.
And you'd rather be disappointed in yourself or whatever you came up with, as opposed to saying, if only this person had shown up, I would have made money, or I would have made a piece of content, or I would have been able to put out an episode.
That's true.
The other thing that I think all content creators should master is project management.
That's a whole unit.
It's a whole unit. And there are people who go to school just to study that. That there's a reason why there are people who are employed specifically as project managers.
Yes.
So as a content creator, you have to master a bit of content management.
Yes.
Project management, not project management.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to treat your platform or the content that you're putting out as a project.
Mm.
So you need to make sure that you've served all the nitty-gritties of what that project contains.
Yes.
You have to make sure that you know where my raw materials are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, now the ideation aspect.
Yes.
You need to figure out how do I process this raw materials, now this information that I have or that you have, into a product that I can package and sell.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm selling it, how much am I selling it for?
Yes.
If I'm giving it out for free, am I using it as a content marketing platform?
Yeah.
Or am I using it as a way of building my own brand so that people can know that I exist?
Yes.
Because as a content creator, like we said in the last episode, your biggest value is your own name.
Yeah.
And if you're the kind of, if you're in a space where your name is everything that brings money or food to the table, then you have to make sure that you're putting in the structures, the proper structures, to execute everything to the maximum level.
Yes.
So as project managers or as digital content creators or producers, you are tasked with managing the projects and helping in creating the projects, or sort of creating the project yourself.
Yes.
That skill set will serve you in very many scenarios. So you just need to be very proper when it comes to now putting out this content.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the other thing that we have that a creator needs to know about is copywriting and research.
Yeah.
I mean, research is something that I feel like is common sense.
I don't think it's common sense. It sounds like common sense, but it's not. But yes.
Okay, it should be common sense.
Yeah. And because I've just realized that all this time I've been talking through the microphone on the side that is not. You see the way I set this microphone? This side is the on side, but I've been talking in the microphone through this other side.
So have we recorded anything?
We have, but I've had to be shouting or speaking louder than normal.
Okay, that's better.
But we'll figure out how to edit it out.
Man.
The technicalities of creating content.
Anyway, so copywriting and research is copywriting as is defined as just encompassing a wide range of content types.
Yeah.
From engaging social media captions to long forms, blog posts.
Are you reading?
I'm reading.
Okay. So I think I can help you. I can help with the copywriting aspect, and then you can talk about the research.
Yes.
So when you go to a social media account and you see, there are those social media accounts that you go to and you find that the way they are, the content they're putting out, the posters, if they write in terms of blogs and all that, like it's very entertaining.
Yeah.
What most people don't think about is what goes into that. So copywriting is, I'm going to give you an example.
Mm.
If you sell what product?
Human hair.
Human hair. So when you're copywriting, you have to come up with content that someone who buys such a product, human hair in that case, or in this case, can relate to.
Yes.
And in most cases, you have to look at trending topics.
Yes.
So there's this joke that people say human hair is better than synthetic hair or horse hair.
Those who use those two know better.
So when you're copywriting,
yeah.
you have to be very adversant.
Mm.
Is that even a name? Conversant, not adversant. Conversant.
Yeah, I was like...
you have to be very informed
with
the lingo that is used by people who use those products.
Yes.
So that when they look at your social media posts, and this applies beyond social media posts.
Yes, that's true.
Even if you're, say, a YouTuber, the way you caption your YouTube thumbnails will determine whether someone clicks on that piece of content or not.
Yes.
So copywriting is, most people don't think of it in detail, but it's a very important aspect of content creation.
Yes.
Because that is what will determine if someone clicks on your content.
That's true.
If you see a billboard, there are some billboards that are just like, yo, buy our products. But there are billboards you see and you feel like, I need to take a photo of this thing and share it because it's so funny.
Yes.
And I can relate with it. It's very relatable and it's very funny.
Yeah.
So copywriting goes beyond just putting out a piece of content or posting something on social media or on YouTube.
Yeah.
It goes towards making sure that you're also creating engaging content for the people that engage with your platform or your products.
Yeah.
And now, for you to be able to do that, you have to understand the how of doing the research.
Yes.
And now the research is where you come in.
Research. I mean, this is more like just ensuring that whatever it is that you want to put out there is has the correct information.
Yeah.
You see, as a content creator, you have masses of people who follow you and who... It doesn't matter what sector of creator you are in, but people rely on that information for different reasons.
Yeah.
So with research, I mean, you've got to try and be very, very truthful about what you put out there so that you do not mislead, because that is always the biggest aspect of not doing proper research.
Yeah.
So with research comes the correct information. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be serious, by the way, but just ensuring that you have the right information, which will not end up being like put under gossip category.
People fact checking you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
because sometimes creators forget that the people that they create the content for are not stupid people.
They're not.
You know, there are people who, some of them are actually engaging with your content because they want to see if you even know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
So someone would listen to this episode and be like, okay, I like that they covered this and this and this, but they missed this.
Yes.
And when you do proper research, it positions you as an expert. Remember earlier when I was talking about coming up with the brand voice?
Yes.
If you're going to position yourself as an expert, you better make sure that the content that you're putting out there is factual.
Yeah.
And there's data to support it.
That's true.
I remember like 2 weeks ago, we were creating content for someone and they were throwing up numbers. And we could just tell that these numbers are just being pulled from a bucket somewhere. And we were like, no.
And we were like,
you'd rather not put out these numbers.
Yeah, don't shame yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't make a loof of yourself.
Yeah, because people are going to fact check you, especially if you're talking about stuff that people care about.
Yes.
And for you to know that people care about this stuff, you have to have done your research.
Yes.
So all these things sort of intertwine.
Yes.
The next two points that we put up are sort of related, and this is videography and editing.
Yes.
So videography is basically mastering. If I'm going to use this camera, like simply put, I'm going to use this camera. These are the best settings to use.
Yes.
And if push comes to shove, you can always put on automatic.
Just depends. I mean, it just depends on the quality of camera you can afford.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what what touches on videography mostly. Mm-hmm. Now, with editing, it also depends on what softwares you're adopting to or you're using for your editing jobs.
Yeah.
But that also is very closely tied to how that video was shot.
There's a creator I know, and the way they create content is they film everything. Everything for like a week.
Mm.
And then they sit down and they... Now, the editing is where they tell the story.
Huh?
And that is a very clever tactic, especially if you have the time. So, for example, there's this creator called David Dobrik.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you know him or
no,
of him.
No, I don't know.
He's a huge YouTuber in the States.
I don't know him, sir.
And the format of his content is he just hangs out with his friends.
Mm.
And he records each... and every day.
Yes.
And at the end of the week,
uh-huh.
he cuts out beats.
Yeah.
And makes sure that that content fits into 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Wow.
That is his format. And I can promise you, 90% of people who watch his content can never... You see the way you watch a video and get bored and start watching something else?
Yes.
With his content, you can't do that.
You're because gonna, it's only 4 minutes.
Yeah. It's 4 minutes.
Even if you have a very bad concentration span.
Yeah, but I've seen 4-minute videos that are super boring.
Mm.
You know, so this guy, the way he does it is he knows that his channel is a feel-good platform.
Yes.
So you're coming there to laugh. And he records, imagine the way we've hung out this week.
Yes.
And I'm just recording everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sit down and I capture 4 minutes of that. So that is his model. So there are people who will tell their stories through editing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are people who will actually write the story.
Yes.
And then make sure that the editing sticks to the story.
Yes.
So as a creator, you just have to research and think, what do I want to capture? Do I want people to stay here and feel happy? Or do I want to... teach people something. When it comes to people who create educational content,
yes,
it doesn't... It's different. It's different because you don't have to like
because
me.
Because you cannot skip. You can't skip any,
a tutorial.
Any educational tutorial
for just
the sake of trying to make it short or summarize it. Because then it means somebody will not get
Something is going to be missing.
Exactly.
So it goes back to your content style.
Mm.
It goes back to point number one.
Yes.
What is my voice?
Mm.
How do I want to position myself and my platform?
Yeah.
And then that is how then you decide the format that you're going to take as a creator.
Yes.
And that is how you now put out content.
Yes.
The next one is search engine optimization, which is in itself a monster of a topic because mastering search engine is crazy.
Very.
In a world where everyone is putting out content,
yes,
to stand out, you have to master... marketing, digital marketing.
Yes.
So search engine optimization is basically, if I go to YouTube, to Google or YouTube, because YouTube is also a search engine platform. If I type Nati, what is going to come up? So as a creator, you have to master how to pop up as the first answer to these people.
Yes.
Because...
And remember, there are millions of you.
Exactly. So it goes back to, what are you about?
Yes.
And why would someone care about what you're putting out there?
That's true.
And are you answering the questions that they're asking? Because if I go to Google and search how to record a podcast in a car, it's because I'm in a car and I'm ready to record. I just need the how to. You know, so you just need to make sure that just as a side note, I keep saying side note a lot.
Yeah.
Just as a side note, even if you go to Google to buy ads,
yes,
search engine optimization ads are the most expensive.
Yes.
Because Google knows that the person searching is ready to make a purchase.
Yes.
Or is ready to... Even if I went on Google right now and it told me, like, I have this problem, but whoever the best answer that is coming up is going to cost me $10, I'm going to buy it.
Mm.
So Google knows that these people are ready to be converted.
Yes.
So they make that super expensive. So as a creator, just know that you're competing with people who are willing to pay and people who are creating content that is good.
Yes, and people who have made serious strides.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, I don't know if there's anything else that you feel you should add.
No, I don't think so. But you see, at the end of it all, you need to be able to promote whatever content.
Yeah.
And
Like, you need to let people know that this content exists.
Yeah, you need to let people know that that content exists.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean...
This is where we are laughing. Again, we are in a car outside in a parking lot, so there's a lot happening in our surrounding.
Yes.
So, once in a while, we get distracted.
Yeah,
but
which is okay.
It's fine. Yeah. I mean, if you're listening to a podcast, chances are you're listening to us as you're ironing your clothes.
Yes.
Or you're doing something else.
Yeah.
So, even us, we are allowed to get distracted once in a while. So, yeah, like you're saying, promoting your content.
Yeah, promoting your content, just making sure that it reaches the relevant targets.
Yeah.
And, I mean, as many people as you can.
Yeah.
And it just has to be relevant, or it has to be of relevance anyway to whoever is going to receive
the
creative whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys let us know if there's anything you feel like we missed. If you're on Instagram, follow us at Creator Podcast, CRHR Podcast. Go to the comment section and let us know if there's anything you feel like we missed.
Yes.
If you're listening to this on Anchor, there's an option to respond to this particular podcast or this particular episode via a voice note.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to listen. And if you're okay with it, you can play it in the next episode.
Yes.
And then we are all other platforms, Apple Podcast, Castbox, SoundCloud. Okay, SoundCloud, not yet.
Spotify. Google Podcast.
Google, all of them. So go and check them out or go and check us out over there if you are on any other platform.
Yes.
And give us feedback. That is how we grow. We are on episode 18. We'll see you in episode 19.
And we feel good.
Feel good about it. Yeah. My name is Sebastian. You can follow me on Instagram at The Kenyan Entrepreneur.
Yeah, my name is Natia Beno.
I can follow you.
My IG is private. But if you see me, follow me on the road. I'll be good.
Kwacha!